Good morning. It is day 54 of the trip on Sunday the 23rd of February 2014. Now coming to you from somewhere. We'll see if we can give you a clue of where I might be in a moment. I'm at the Fountain of Wealth in Singapore. Coming to you from the Fountain of Wealth here in Singapore at Suntec City. Surrounded by towers 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. you don't really get an appreciation of what's actually down here until you come to water level. I saw it several times on the tour bus yesterday. If you've ever done science and you've done an experiment, I think they might have even called it a tripod in science terms, in science class, where you get a Bunsen burner and then you've got your tripod above it and then you put like a liquid in a beaker on top of that. Just imagine the tripod with a round circle on the top, and that's pretty much the superstructure of the Fountain of Wealth. And you can actually, as you heard, you can actually walk into it from the shopping centre. You walk out on a walkway, sort of like walking down the red carpet. You sort of get that sort of impression. And then there's a round circular path around the centre of the fountain. And what they encourage you to do for the Fountain of Wealth is to put your right hand in the Fountain of Wealth, in the major section where it's really gushing in the centre, and walk, make a wish, and then walk around three times. Now, will that wish work? Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see, I guess. But it's rather spectacular. It's sort of like white water. White water in the centre, lots of white water jets just gushing up, maybe to above waist height, maybe chest height, in a small circle, and then around the outside, you've got a series of water jets, something similar to the Olympic rings placed in Atlanta, pretty similar to that. And there's different shows every day as well where you can, you know, you can watch the water patterns and that sort of thing. And that's what they're doing around the manger fountain itself in the centre. So if you are walking through here, you probably will get wet. You can walk through here. It doesn't cost anything to walk through here. You can also get some views from above. At street level, this is basically basement level, but you also get a good view of the Suntec City Towers around it. There's a fair bit of construction work here going on at the moment, but it's, you know, it's a nice thing to do. And the water, oh my god, the water just feels so nice on my arm, just while walking around doing it three times. There is also a section in the centre where you can throw some money. Sort of like a, you know, a wishing well fountain. A wishing well fountain, yeah, that'd be a good way to describe it, I guess. I don't know what it is about Sundays and fountains. It was a Sunday when I did a similar thing at Atlanta, and it's Sunday now. So, coincidence probably. Probably nothing more to it than that. But I'm coming to you from the Fountain of Wealth here in Singapore.
Thank you.
So at the Fountain of Wealth in SunTech City, you can experience a newly established icon with a new spirit and dynamism, I don't even know if that's a real word, of moving water with rhythm and lights. Listed by the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest fountain in the world, which represents unity in spirit and harmony among the various races in Singapore. We welcome all visitors to experience, discover and absorb the Kui at this popular icon that symbolises prosperity and luck. There's daily touch sessions, which I think I just did a daily touch session between 9 a.m. and 12 noon, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. So to get here, you come to SunTech City and you're basically on the basement level. And even from inside, it looks quite spectacular. And even from the inside, you can get various views. There's some stained glass around the glass on the inside of the centre. So even if it's raining here in Singapore, which of course it does during the monsoon season, during the wet season, you don't have to worry because you kind of get wet either if it's from the fountain or from the monsoon, so you might as well go and do it. Oh my god. There is a place called WTF. What the Fries? No short cups. Every cup of fries is cooked when you order. Premium quality potatoes. Come back for more. Imported from the USA. You can get super value meals. Fries plus sauce plus sunny honey wings. At $6.50, fries plus sauce and roasted drumlets at $6.50, fries plus sauce plus golden nuggets at $6.50, fries plus sauce plus chucky bites at $6.50, they're all $6.50 almost, fries sauce and spicy midwings at $6.50, fries sauce and chicken katsu burger at $6.50, fries sauce and rice and chicken steak at $7.90. WTF fries and snacks only uses 100% vegetable oil, which is healthy for the heart and cholesterol free. You can also get side orders of truffle mashed potato at $4.90, cold mac and cheese at $3.90, various types of fries and chicken in a cup as well, and you can get various drink. They're not actually open at the moment, so I don't know when they'll be open in the food court. They've got no hours here. Looks like a very, very small store, but don't know when they're open. That's very interesting. WTF Fries. WTF, what the fries, I like that. Now, as I said, I'm not sure when they're open, but might pop back a little bit later. It's 10:45 in the morning, so when I change tours here, I'll have to remember it's in the food court opposite the Giant Hyperdressers, which is like a massive supermarket. Very, very interesting indeed. It's a little bit of a maze at the moment because there's a lot of construction going on. So some of the routes have been altered. This Popeyes, Louisiana Kitchen, I've seen a few of those in the States. Subway seems to be pretty much around the world these days. And we're just looking for the lift. Then I've got to find one to tilt my sleeves from. So what have you been listening to? What have I been listening to? I came out of the lift And there's all these hoardings up because there's, as I've mentioned, there's a lot of construction going on. So they're temporary walls that they've basically put up to stop people from going into the construction areas. And it's a music school. It's a music school inside basically a construction site. So I don't know how long they've got to use those facilities, but there was a, looked like a drum session and a piano session. So how strange is it, basically, to have a music school inside a construction site? Shops, here we go. There's a lot of different paths and everything that you have to walk around to get to where you're going at the moment, because I'm in. This can't be right. This can't be right. I'm in the middle of a construction site. How do I get to the shops? How do I get to the shops? Hello? How do I get to the shops? Shops. Where do I go? Hello? Where do I go for the shops?
Top out.
Yeah.
This is down side now.
Go down.
No.
Okay.
Right hand.
Okay. Okay, I've been basically able to walk onto a construction site. This is bad. This the sign when you get out of the lift basically says go to shops, and then I go to shops and it's a construction site. Can I go up to 3? Okay, we'll try going up to 3, see what happens. But yeah, I'm on a fully blown construction site. Nothing to stop me walking in. There's just a sign that says 2 shops, and the guy's just okay. This doesn't look much different actually. Because initially I wanted to go to level 3. The lift wouldn't let me go to level 3. Okay, I've just ended up back at the... I've just basically ended up at the music school again. Sign up for the dance school. There's a dance school, and also there's a music school. You sign for the music school. This is strange. This is just wasting valuable time. do is get over to where the tour buses leave from, and I've ended up walking past a music school, and a gym. I'm going to have to retrace the steps, I think, to get to where I actually want to be, but this is a very, very confusing and a user experience fail. Problem at all. Swing. Well, here I am, standing above the Fountain of Wealth. I eventually found my way out, going through two office towers, a construction site, and past a music school. If you do come here, it's a good idea to come above the fountain at street level, so you get some sort of idea. But it's also better to actually go down into the shopping centre, find yourself to the basement level. It looks so easy just from here. Although, having said that, with the amount of construction work that's going on at the moment, you take one wrong move, you don't see one single sign, and you could be totally in the wrong direction, like I have been for the last 15 to 20 minutes or so. But having said that, you know, I wouldn't have had that interesting experience of the music school, just leaving the lift, wondering, where's that drumming coming from? And then the funny thing about it is not being able to see it because of these temporary walls that they put up, and, you know, no windows to look in or anything like that. You couldn't actually look in and see the drums being played or the piano or anything like that. And eventually I did see a sign, but I didn't see it initially, so I'm here now. I've just got to find where the tour buses are actually leaving from. I can't remember if the I keep on wanting to call it the Fountain of Youth. Maybe after the Alice Cooper song, the Department of Youth, I'm not sure. But I keep on wanting to call it the Fountain of Youth, which it's not. Heaven forbid that I should actually call something by its correct name, hey? And speaking of things that are a little bit different, over there there's a sign which basically shows a guy riding a bulldozer. As I said, there's a lot of construction going on here. It's very noticeable. The noise is very noticeable at street level, which is where I am now. So let's try and find the way to the tour buses without getting ourselves killed, shall we? Okay, there's one of the tour buses. I wonder if Colin McRae's driving today. Oh, that's one of the buses I had yesterday, bus 51. Looks like Colin McRae's driving again. Thank you. Well, that is one thing about not exactly knowing where you are. You explore some different things. And I just found where the Outback Steakhouse is. I might come here for dinner tonight, I'm not sure. See where I end up. There is one thing that I want to make sure that I do tonight, and that is go to Marina Bay and see the light show. That's what I do want to do. I want to do that tonight, because tonight could be the last opportunity to do that, because tomorrow I'm planning on walking to Malaysia, and I don't know how long that's going to take, you know, if I'm going to be able to do that at all. I have been reliably informed, I have done a bit of research, that the Malaysian authorities don't actually want any people walking over the causeway from Singapore to Malaysia, and they've actually trying to divert road traffic into a new immigration centre that they've built, but they've basically given no provision for pedestrians. They want people to catch the bus, etc. So that's going to be an interesting phenomenon tomorrow. We'll see if we can do that. But tonight, the light show at Marina Bay, I have heard, is quite spectacular. I'll have to wait and see how that works out tonight. When I got up this morning, it was looking really, really overcast. It was looking overcast, but now a lot of the clouds burn off. It is very sticky at the moment. Well, apart from the fact that I've been walking around, and I have found where the tour buses leave from, so that's good. I'm probably going to do the city one more time, and then do the river cruise. I might not actually do the aqueduct this time. I'm sure it's not going anyway. I'll have to see what time the river cruise leaves. On the two-day ticket, you can take part in a river cruise. And there's the Singapore bus that I was looking forward to today. Hello. What time does the river cruise leave?
River cruise?
Yeah. It's the one on the two-day bus ticket. Okay.
I don't know.
for example, Legoland.
Did you have trouble trying to find here as well?
Nah.
Well, it's just, I mean, you live here, it's just all the way around here.
Oh, okay.
It's just amazing to get around. And they're doing loads of work as well, so they're closed off loads.
Yeah. What's it like to live here?
It's quite, we've only been here 4 months.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You're still getting used to things.
Yeah. It's quite so easy living.
Yeah.
Are you just a tourist?
Yeah.
Australia?
Yeah.
A lot of Australians here.
Yeah, I can imagine. Where are you from originally?
England,
yeah. It's nice to hear an English accent, it's been a while.
There's loads of expats here, and it's easy. It's expensive, but once you get over the shock of that, it's really difficult to leave.
Well, yeah, it would certainly be a lot warmer than what you'd be used to at the moment.
It's floods where we are.
Yeah. You ever think, oh gee, you know, I could be back home in the floods and the cold,
or freezing cold, and the snow and the wind and like,
yeah. I just spent Sydney.
Okay.
I just spent a week in Japan just before this. Really? It was basically snowing every day. It was nice.
I've never been to Japan.
Oh, it is awesome.
I wouldn't want to work there.
Oh no.
No,
you definitely have to know a bit of Japanese to be able to get, but unless it's like an overseas multinational sort of company.
And then I think there's a lot of nationals and a lot of Hispanics for the nationals.
Yeah. As long as you know, at least you sort of try. You don't come across with the whole, you know, American sort of, you know, loud sort of attitude.
Yeah, that's quite loud, isn't it? Even here, I mean, you've got to be conscious.
Yeah.
Conscious of different cultures.
Yeah. But if you ever want to feel like a minority somewhere like Japan, you definitely, you know, don't, especially like someone like you, blonde and all that sort of stuff, you'd really, you know, really sort of stand out.
I did work in Abu Dhabi though. I mean, that was worse.
Oh, really? I'm going there in a few months. I'm just
Abu Dhabi? Like,
yeah,
really?
just
holiday or work?
Oh no, not work.
您正在收听播客频道 The Cook 以播客自2007年以来，从那时起，他提供了许多个小时的品质的音乐和免费通话，所有没有每周15分钟发生广告赞助或行动的呼吁，在这7年期间向 The Cook 提供财政援助。2009年以来 The Cook 一路的播客节目来自从大约25个国家在世界各地，他总是把你延搭个便车。如果你喜欢 The Cook 会为您提供的内容，随意给他看一些爱，告诉你的朋友，保持至少3播客与含油碎布的气味，会一周不会支付我的账单，但从你小可选每月贡献可帮助。单机的 Patreon Show Notes 要每月公款，您选择的链接。入选者将获得一个播客不可的独家 The Cook 内容，这些捐款将帮助 The Cook 维护设备及常用的通道 The Cook 工作室。
You are listening to a podcast on Channel Irk. Irk has been podcasting since 2007, and since then, he has delivered many hours of quality music and talk all for free. There have not been weekly 15-minute audible commercials. sponsorships or calls to action to provide financial assistance to IRC during this 7-year period. Since 2009, IRC has recorded podcast episodes from around the world from around 25 countries. He has always taken you along for the ride. If you enjoy the content IRC provides for you, feel free to show him some love and tell your friends. Keeping at least 3 podcasts a week going with the smell of an oily rag doesn't pay the bills, but a small optional monthly contribution from you may help. Click on the Patreon link on the show notes to make a monthly contribution of your choice. Contributors will receive exclusive IRC content that will not be available on a podcast. These contributions will help IRC maintain equipment and the often used channel IRC Studio.
So I'm waiting to see when the river cruise is going to depart. The sign hasn't told me yet. It is $18 by itself. The prices on the screen, they just keep on changing too fast so you can actually see. Hello. When does the river cruise leave? It leaves from Clark Quay, and when does it actually leave? What times does it leave?
Oh, you can go anytime. The free cruise is 15 minutes.
Every 15 minutes. Okay. What about the dock? When does the dock leave?
Every 1 hour.
Every hour. Do I have to tell you what time I want to go on the dock, or I just get the ticket and then just go on it?
You need to make a book.
Okay, make the booking. Okay, so the duck leaves at 12, yeah? Next duck leaves at 12?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get a duck, but one duck. One? Yeah.
You already buy the ticket?
Yeah, I already brought that ticket. That's a 2-day.
$26.
Thank you.
Sorry,
$11.50. Okay, thank you. Okay, duck tour organized. Okay, so my duck tour is organized for about 25 minutes, so I think I'll do the duck tour and then do the city loop, have some lunch, and then go and do the river cruise after that. That sounds like a good idea. The river cruise is actually leaving every 15 minutes. It's a lot better than I thought it was. And because I've already got the because I've already got the bus tour. It works out cheaper to get the duck rather than do the duck separately at another time.
Good afternoon. It's still morning. Another 5 minutes more. Okay, a very good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome aboard the Duck Tours. I will be your tour guide for today. My name is Salam, and we have got an experienced coach captain, Captain Tan. Okay, our trip takes us 1 hour, 30 minutes on land, and the next 30 minutes will be in the Singapore River. Okay, as we go along, before we start, some of the safety features. There is a life vest under your seat. Make sure you all have your life vest under your seat. Boy! Boy! Are you listening? There's a life vest under your seat. Okay, not to worry, you'll find out you won't have to use it. Okay, the emergency exits are on your left and right. Okay, we have got 5 ducks here. The name of our duck is Oli. We have got 5. One is Dala, Darcy, Darlene, Aldine, and Katrina. 5 ducks. Okay, can anyone tell me what does this graph resemble? Can anyone tell me? It is actually a gunship. Okay, a gunship. The Americans were using this during the Vietnam War. Okay? They were using this gunship during the Vietnam War, and after the Vietnam War, we bought it over from them and used it as a passenger craft to bring tourists around the Singapore River. Okay, if you see on your right, that is the Formula One Grand Prix pit building. Formula One Grand Prix pit building. Okay? And the pit stop is right below. Okay, as we go along, I would like to know more about you people. Where are you from? Germany. Which part of Germany? Munich. All together? Okay. How about you, man? Where are you from?
Sweden.
All together or? Okay, how about you, man? Where are you? Huh? Okay, where are you from?
Japan.
man. How about the group there? Are you all together? Where are you from?
England.
Oh, you're from Singapore. How about you, ma'am? Where are you from? Hong Kong. Where are you from? Where? Japan. Singapore? Okay. Singapore? Japan.
Australia.
Australia, which one? Then?
Sydney.
Sydney. Okay. Okay. Hold on tight. While Captain Tan will make a splash into the Singapore River. Okay, there will be a lot of quiz on the way. So, interesting. Okay, we'll make it an interesting trip. Ayo.
So you asked us where we're from. Where are you from?
Pardon?
Where are you from? You asked all of us.
I'm from Singapore. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Someone was asking me. I asked all of you where you all are from, but I didn't say where I was. Okay. I'm actually a Singaporean. Okay. Born and bred in Singapore. Okay. I was actually working for Singapore Airlines for 42 years. I was a duty manager before I retired. And then just before my retirement, I applied for a tour guide license. So that after my retirement, I can do something instead of just sitting at home doing nothing. So I applied for a tour guide license and I'm a tour guide now. Okay, hold on tight. Sit down and very dangerous, okay? Here we go in 3, 2, 1, flash! Whoa! Thank you, Captain Tan. Can we give Captain Tan a big hand? He brought us safely into the river. Okay, Singapore is an island. Okay, it's an island surrounded by the sea. I want you all to take a look around you. You see the water here. Can anyone tell me what water do you think it is? Can anyone tell me what? Yes? Fresh water? Pardon? Singapore River. Yeah, it is Singapore River, correct. But then Singapore is surrounded by the sea. And this is Singapore River. It is 12 kilometers long. So what water do you think flows in the Singapore River? Sea water. Just now you say fresh water, now you say sea water. Can you make up your mind? Can you make up your mind? Now what do you say? Sea water, okay? There is one boy who say it is sea water. Yes, boy? What water is it? Pardon? Pardon? Reservoir. It's a reservoir. Oh, it's a reservoir. Reservoir, okay. Okay, I will tell you all. This river used to be a very dirty river at one time. People used to live by the banks of the river. They used to live all around. They used to do the washing. They do everything inside the river. It used to be a very, very dirty river at one time. But now no more. This is Singapore's 15th reservoir. It is called Marina Reservoir. Okay? Marina Reservoir. Singapore's 15th reservoir. How do we keep the water fresh, clean, so that we can drink? Can you take a look at the far end there? Okay, right at the end where you can see the cranes and all that, there is the sea. So we have got 9 crest gates to prevent the salt water from getting in. Prevent the salt water from getting into the reservoir. Okay? So, when it rains and it starts to flood here, we need to flush out the water
provided it is low tide. Because if it's high tide, you cannot open up the gate, so the water will come in. So if it's low tide, we will open the gate and allow the flood water to go out. If it's flooded and high tide, what we do is we will use a super pump to flush out water equivalent to one Olympic size swimming pool of water in 1 minute. One Olympic size swimming pool of water in 1 minute. Okay, I want city. That's a Malay word actually. And then in 1819, a British trader by the name of Sir Stamford Raffles, while he was passing the island, he saw that it was a good place to do trading, so the ships can pass by and go around the world. So what he did was he bought over the island from the Tobago. Tobago means the village chief. Okay? So he bought over the island and then became a colonial state. That is how we got the name Singapore. Okay, I want you to focus your attention on your right now. Can you see a tall building there? Three blocks like this. Okay, there are three blocks, 53 stories high. On top of it, you get something like a giant surfboard. Can you see? Which is equivalent to Eiffel Tower laid down. Okay, the height of Eiffel Tower, if you lay it down, that is the length of the sky park on top of Marina Bay Sands. What you are seeing there is actually a hotel. The one below is the casino. Okay, the one below is actually a casino. There are two pavilions there. The one on the right is actually the Avalon nightclub. And another one where you can see here, right near the sailboat there. Can anyone see a logo there? Ladies, can you see there is a good logo there? You saw the logo? Louis Vuitton, okay. That is Singapore's largest Louis Vuitton boutique. So ladies, if you intend to make a visit there, please make sure your husband or your boyfriend comes along. But make sure that he doesn't forget to bring his credit card. Okay, another thing you're going to see, something like a lotus flower. The white one there. That is Singapore's Art Science Museum. Okay, it looks like a lotus flower. That is Singapore's Art Science Museum. Currently, they are having the dinosaur exhibition. I want you all to focus your attention now again on your left-hand side where you saw the stadium. Okay, the total number of seats on the stadium is 27,000 seats. Okay, 27,000 to be exact. This is where we have our National Day Parade, which falls on the 9th of August every year. National Day Parade used to be held here. What you see in front of you here is actually a soccer field.
Okay, it's a soccer field. Okay. We used to have National Day Parade, so all the contingents, like the Army, the Air Force, and all that, they will be having the parade here, and then they will march past, where you get all the spectators will be sitting down. Then you get all the floats going. In 2010, when we had the first Youth Olympic Games opening ceremony, it was held here. 2010, the first Youth Olympic Games opening ceremony was held in this stadium. Okay, now I want you to see. The bridge you see in front of you, okay, it is a flyover which links from the east to the west. Okay, it links from the east to the west. It is called the Shears Bridge. Okay, it was named after our second president of Singapore, Mr. Benjamin Shears. Okay, so we call it the Shears Bridge. Okay, links from the east to the west, 2.8 kilometers long. Okay, 2.8 kilometers long. We come to the something about Singapore. Singapore is a small island, 714 square kilometers. Okay, 714 square kilometers. From the east to the west, 42 kilometers. East to west, 42 kilometers. It takes about 40 minutes to drive from the east to the west. From the north to the south, it is about 24 kilometers. It takes about 20 minutes to drive from the north to the south. That's how small Singapore is. Our population of Singapore, 5.4 million. 5.4 million, very small. Okay? In the world map, if you want to see Singapore, we are just a little red dot. Okay, a small dot there. Sometimes you might not be able to find where Singapore is also in the world map. Okay, so the population 5.4 million, 75% are Chinese. 13% are Muslim, Malays, Arabs, Muslim, 13%. 9% are Hindus. The rest of it makes the minority group like Jews, Armenians, the Buddhist, Taoists, and so on. The minority group. So that's how small Singapore is. Very small. Maybe you can put a few thousand Singapore into Germany. You can put a few thousand Singapore into Germany. Yeah. Because Singapore is only 714 square kilometers, very small. But Germany, if you want to see on the scale of the world map, okay, you can put a lot of them inside, very small. Okay, maybe I would like to tell you something about our housing in Singapore. Housing in Singapore is very expensive in Singapore, right? Very, very expensive in Singapore. Take a look, what you see there? Okay, that's a condominium. When you say condominium, it will be surrounded by fence. There will be a swimming pool. There will be a gym. There will be tennis court. There will be sauna. 24 hours CCTV, security guards, everything. We don't talk about this place. I will talk about the outskirts of Singapore, a condominium, the outskirts. Per square foot, it will cost you minimum $1,000 per square foot, okay? So if you want to buy a condominium in the outskirts of Singapore, it will cost you minimum $1 million for maybe two bedroom, one living room, one kitchen, two bathrooms. To see the Helix Bridge, you will see the Art Science Museum. On your left, you will see the Marina Bay Sands. Okay, if you see the YOG, the one in red, yellow, and blue, that is the Youth Olympic Games logo. This is where you saw the 27,000 seats. This is the back part of it. Okay, the 27,000 seats you saw. The top, what does it look like? Yeah. Okay, it looks like a, yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. Okay. It looks like a, boy, you like to eat durian? You like? Okay, good. Sir, you like to eat durian? You like durian? Don't know what's a durian. Sir, have you eaten a durian? You like it? Have you tried a durian? Have you tried? No. Why? Oh. Like custard. No custard? Yeah, it is like custard. Custard. Yeah, it's very soft. Have you tried a durian? You don't like? No, the smell is okay. Okay, what you can do is buy one. All of you share. Let's try. You will like it. Yeah. Very...
Okay, Google.
Yeah, you try it. When you go in the shop, it is a green, spiky fruit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. So give it a try. How about you, ma'am? Have you eaten a durian? Durian? Yeah, have you? You like? You don't like? Sir, have you eaten a durian? You like it? Okay, good. All of them have tried? Some of them don't like. Yeah. You don't like? Why? Oh God, why you don't like? How about you, ma'am? You like? Singaporeans normally like, yeah. Okay, we are now going into the civic district of Singapore. Okay, as we make a turn. Okay, I want you to focus your attention on your right the moment we make a turn. See an open field which is called the Padang. Padang is a Malay word. Far right you will see St. Andrew's Cathedral. And then you see a building covered up. That is City Hall. Right behind there, can you see something like a spaceship? Ma'am, can you see something like a spaceship there? That is the new Supreme Court of Singapore. The old Supreme Court is the one you see here with the green dome. That is the old Supreme Court of Singapore. Again, on your right, you see an old building here. That is the Singapore Cricket Club. One of the oldest clubs in Singapore. Okay, now I want you to focus your attention on your left. The yellow building you see on the left there is the Asian Civilization Museum. What you see here is Victoria Memorial Hall. The next one you see is the old Parliament building. And next to it is the new Parliament building. The grey one is the new Parliament building. Okay, again, this is the old Supreme Court of Singapore. From here you can see the spaceship, which is the new Supreme Court. And this one here is where our Prime Minister, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, declared independence for Singapore in the year 1965. This building. Okay, here we are coming back to the tallest hotel in Singapore, Swiss Hotel. This one here. Okay, all of you gave your time. Vertical marathon, you run from the ground floor to the 73rd floor. And the time taken, it was won by a German. Okay, it was won by a German 3 times in a row. And his best time was 6 minutes 48 seconds. Okay? 6 minutes 48 seconds. Okay? And these are all professionals. They are not people like you and me. They train very hard. Okay? Because they go all over the world. You win prize money, $50,000 and so on. So they have to train very hard. Okay? So they go and train. Maybe they run 3 steps. Okay? Maybe they go 3 steps or 4 steps at a time. People like you and me, maybe you go 1 step at a time after the 5th floor. Sorry. After the 5th floor, you are gone. Okay? These people, they can keep going until you reach the 73rd floor. 6 minutes and 48 seconds. Sorry. When you go back, you Google. Okay? You go back, you Google, you'll be able to find out. Okay, another thing. 4 giant chopsticks. One for the Chinese, one for the Malays, one for the Indian, and one for the minority group. So 4 giant chopsticks like this. Okay, built in the remembrance of the civilians who were killed during the Japanese occupation. The next thing, you got the tallest hotel here. Can you see the brown, the one with the brown roof there? That is the shortest hotel in Singapore. You have the tallest, and that one is the shortest. It is called Raffles Hotel. One thing about that hotel is there are no rooms in that hotel. Okay? No rooms in that hotel. Can anyone tell me why there are no rooms? Can anyone tell me why there are no rooms? Okay? Okay? Can anyone tell me why there are no rooms? Okay, the answer came from there. They only have suites. No rooms. Okay, people like Queen Elizabeth, Margaret Thatcher, Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, all the leading head of states used to live in that hotel. Raffles Hotel, one of the oldest hotels in Singapore. They don't have rooms. Every one are suites, only suites. Okay? Okay, one thing about the hotel there, that is the only hotel in Singapore where you can litter. If you go to the spa, okay, they have a bar there which is called the Long Bar. You can go there and try out the Singapore Sling, Singapore's famous drink. Okay, Singapore's famous drink, the Singapore Sling. So when you go there, you order a Singapore Sling or any other favorite drink, they will give you a bowl of peanuts. So what you can do is you can open up the peanuts, put the peanuts in your mouth, the shell, you just throw it down. No problem, you won't be fine. You can litter there. But don't ever try it when you are in the roads in Singapore. You will get a fine. Okay, you do it in Singapore, outside, you get a, you pay a hefty fine. Okay, apart from that, we are now heading back to Suntec City. As we go to Suntec City, I want you all to pay careful attention. I'll be explaining to you about how Suntec City was built. Okay, if you take a look at this, you can see it changing shape, okay? You can see it changing shape. Okay, the next thing we are going to see is Suntec City was actually financed and built by 11 rich Hong Kong businessmen. They put in the money to build this convention center. Okay, as we go, I want you all to take a look. Can you see the tower here, number 5? You all saw the word number 5, the tower? Next to it is number 1. Okay, next to it you see number 1. Then you get number 2, number 3, number 4. You all notice that? Tower number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. What you are seeing in front here is the world's largest fountain, which is called the Fountain of Wealth. Okay, the Chinese believe, okay, water flowing inwards brings prosperity to the people who are doing business and working here. Okay, so how it was built? Tower number 5 is your top. And then you get tower number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. In the center, you have the world's largest fountain. The rest will be the convention center. So it was built like this. All of you clear? Okay, tower number 5, number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. You get the world's largest fountain and the rest, which is the convention center. It was built according to Chinese geomancy. Okay, Chinese geomancy. Which we call constraint. Okay, that was how it was built. Okay, as we go back, we are now coming back. When you go back to Suntec City, you go into the building, you look for Fountain of Wealth. Take a walk, go and see the fountain. There will be a small fountain there. Walk around the fountain 3 times. Get a feel of the water. Make a wish. God willing, your wish might come true. Okay, God willing, your wish might come true. Okay, we are now coming back for the past 1 hour. It was nice being with you people. Myself, Tour Guide Salam and Captain Tan. We have the pleasure of having you on board. Okay, and hope to see all of you again. Go back and tell your friends. Okay, what a nice place Singapore is. Okay. Okay, on your way down, there is a small box there for tipping. If you like, there is no obligation. Okay, you can, whatever you want, please be generous to make a tip. Otherwise, no problem. Okay, thank you very much for being with us. Before you disembark, please make sure you take everything along with you. Don't leave anything behind. Thank you very much.
Deki Deki, that's another aqueduct tour done. Interesting to see that they basically went straight for the water first, which was interesting because usually on the aqueduct tours they seem to go towards the end, but on this occasion, no, they went pretty much for the water first, and the majority of the tour was actually conducted on the water, which I think is nice. You've got an aqueduct, you might as well use it and take advantage of it compared to driving around the city for half the tour and then, you know, for the final 10 minutes or so, what it seems like you go on the water from there. So it was quite interesting. I was sure to ask the guy where he was from, considering that, you know, he was asking all of us where we're from. I think it's only fair for him to say where he was from. It sort of gives some sort of credibility, especially considering, you know, he was born and bred Singaporean. I thought he might have been imported from somewhere. It's hard to tell. I think he's got more of an Indian heritage than an Asian heritage. But it was cool. And definitely something that you should do for something a little bit different. You know, double deck bus tours are great, but also the aqueduct tours, if you get a chance to do one, I've done them in now on the Gold Coast, Darwin, San Francisco, and also here in Singapore. Whoops, careful. So what I should do now, I should take the city bus tour until basically the centre of the city, get something to eat, complete that lap, and then head down and explore the Marina Bay area.